You're very welcome back to Horizons.
Father Francis Nolan, I believe in Spa Parish you have done something interesting outside one of your churches.
Well, there was a cross in Churchill Church. It had fallen down and gone into disrepair. Somebody mentioned in the course of the discussions, wouldn't it be a good idea if that cross could be lighted up at night? Because actually Churchill is obviously on a hill and the church really can be seen from most places around. That was possible, actually. So there is a sensor on it which clicks it on at dusk and then it goes off at dawn. And there was a great reaction to it when people saw it. People called it a cross of hope. Somebody else said, it's like uniting us all together, calling us back again. I was amazed at that reaction. And I suppose it set myself thinking as well, that at the moment, we really have to try and make our churches welcoming. The church is our common home for everyone, regardless of their circumstances. You know, everyone is welcome.
So it seems like you're trying to welcome people into the church if they feel safe enough to return into the church.
Yeah.
How is that going?
Well, I do see an increase in numbers. Obviously, the churches have been reconfigured now to bring in half capacity. Grandparents couldn't come to Holy Communion, so I thought it was a nice idea to have a second communion for the children, bringing groups of them, their families and grandparents. And that worked very well, you know, and it was lovely to introduce the children to the community. Sometimes I feel children make Holy Communion and they have no connection really with the community. And I asked even the children to tell the people your names. I think people are becoming a bit more relaxed about coming back. Another thing that came up, obviously, was the season of creation. We took the opportunity of having one harvest mass for people to bring some of the produce, you know, of the area, and they placed it on the altar there in front.
Lovely.
This Sunday, it's the Day for Life, of course. We will be celebrating and thinking of the gift of life at the masses. You know, I mean, life is precious. And in the afternoon, we will have the blessing of the pets and church grounds, actually, in Churchill at 3:30 until 5. So you're welcome to bring your pets along.
So lots of intimate things happening across the parish. And it sounds very pleasant and very optimistic.
I think it's an optimistic time. We have to be optimistic and we have to be hopeful. And it will be nice now again, hopefully, to be able to introduce more singing and encourage more participation in the masses in general. Because unless there is participation, really, the liturgy is very dead. And it's a great chance as well to get people cooperating together, you know, to move forward. The next step I'm facing into is to form really liturgy groups. I don't have them at the moment. And I think they're very important at this time now to have a group like that to help you.
So everything is kick-starting again. Not that things ever stopped, because people had been attending church and praying from their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like faith had stopped or religious practice.
No, actually. And obviously the cameras were a great help for all parishes. But I think I was very inspired, actually, by the number of people who came to the church. And, you know, we had intention books there with sanitizers near them. And people would write their intentions there. And then, you know, I'd always include those in the masses. And even though they're small things, they're very important things. So I still think people kept connected as best they could. And certainly the shrines, the number of candles being lit was much, much more than ever before. So hopefully things will get better and better.
Thank you very much, Father Francis Nolan. It sounds like an optimistic time for the parish.
With God's help.
And next Thursday night, just to help people get organised around liturgies at the moment, there's a liturgy webinar at 8:00. So to register for that and for all the details, go to our website, dioceseofkerry.ie. It's been a very busy time at parish level for confirmations and First Communions. And of course, people are still careful around singing and COVID. This is what it was like from Kilflynn.
Welcome, 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 Jesus. In my soul forever stay.
You have an opportunity next Tuesday night to participate in a music workshop for church music. It's at 7:30. Tomás Kenny and Éilis O'Connor are running it. And I suppose in particular, they're focusing on how groups get back singing safely in church at the moment. Check dioceseofkerry.ie for all the details.
Jean Mellett, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Jean, I want to ask you about this famous petition.
Sure. So the petition is called Healthy Planet, Healthy People, and it's aimed at the UN Climate Conference, which is taking place in Glasgow in November, known as COP26. It's a project coming from the Vatican, and the idea behind the petition is that it's trying to build momentum around the COP conference. And the reason for the petition is because of COVID-19 restrictions and all the complications that that brings to this particular conference this year. Civil society will be largely absent from the negotiations, and that normally creates a bit of momentum at these conferences. So the petition is designed to create a push to say, you know, we care about this issue, we want more urgent action to be taken.
Did you attend some of these meetings in the past?
I've been to one. I was at COP24 in Poland back in 2018, and I took a bit of a walk to that particular COP. I joined a group of pilgrims. We walked from Italy to Poland carrying this Laudato Si message from Pope Francis to the UN talks. So that was quite an adventure. So yeah, I've been to one of these conferences.
So do you believe that progress has been made? Sometimes when the conferences happen, and if you're not happy with the outcome, you can lose heart. Where are you around all of this?
I suppose seeing the realities of the international politics up close was a little bit disheartening, to be perfectly honest. But what I saw around the UN talks were so many NGOs, so many activists, so many people who genuinely care at the grassroots, who were really taking positive actions locally and pushing for greater ambition nationally. And they were there to really create that momentum that we want, because I feel like the politics needs the push from the outside to say, look, we're citizens of this world. God's creation is being destroyed. We care about this issue and we want you to act now. So I saw, you know, two things. A little disheartened at the slow pace of the politics, but then, you know, the goodwill around the negotiations and passion and the care that activists and people of faith had to be there and to keep working on this issue. So it was a mixed experience, to be honest, yeah.
So now you want people to sign this petition, you want them to send this petition, because you still have faith that if people say we care, we want something to happen, it will happen.
Yeah, and I think this UN conference is, you know, they're calling it a critical moment. We've just had in August a very stark United Nations report on the climate crisis and biodiversity crisis. You know, very strong statements, the UN Secretary General calling this a code red for humanity. You know, we want to see a response that was as urgent as the COVID-19 response that we're still living through. So the petition is asking for four things. It's asking for greater ambition in terms of meeting targets to prevent further global warming. It's asking them to look at the biodiversity crisis and climate together for the protection of indigenous communities globally and for them to be really listened to as the experts on this issue. But also, Pope Francis is attending the first day of this conference in Glasgow, and he will be there for a very short period of time, but he will be there to plead with the delegates to really step up their ambition. And I think this petition, it's very much a Catholic petition, but everyone is welcome to sign it. And to have these signatures handed over to the president of the COP, as well as having Pope Francis there, is really a witness and powerful statement from a faith community that is concerned.
Jean, how do we get the petition?
So go to healthyplanetandpeople.org and you just sign your name on there and share it with as many people as you can. I say to people, once you've signed it, can you find 20 other people to sign it?
Sounds great. And we can try and spread it around. Our youth doc might be interested in taking part in this as well. Jane Miller, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning about this petition.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan. Thanks to the production team, in particular Paddy Brosnan. Just a thought, all week is on the theme of mental health. Mass follows directly. Till this time next Sunday morning, have a very good week.